see. We'll see the red shirt, you know, sophomore, so to speak, you know, the Andersons, the Blacklocks. Are they ready for the prime time? Can they take another step forward? So, and Dane Burks, you know, it'll be interesting. We've got a lot of guys with a lot to prove, but they're anxious to get that opportunity.
How close is Dane Burks to being where you want him to be?
He's right there. Now, yeah. The only issue is games. He hasn't played for a whole year, and, you know, the games will be a little bit quicker than he maybe is used to because he hasn't played in those games. So, but knowing Dane, it won't take him long to get up to speed just because of his skating and the way he competes. So, but he's right there. He just needs that experience and understand what you can get away with, what you can't, especially with the puck and how you have to take care of the puck.
All right, and one other question coming in, and this one is, I think it might have been about something we've already touched on here. It was about Dylan Stamen again, and what do you think? Basically asking about his jump from his freshman to sophomore year.
He's probably one of the most underrated players, you know, in our league, because you don't hear about him a lot when you have the Carrolls and the Pietilas mm-hmm. like we did last year, and Patan and Gould and Heinonen, who had good years for us. So Dylan sort of was under the radar, but I think at the end of the year when you talk to coaches, they realize, you know, what a good player he is, and he's noticeable. So he's a you know, straight-A student. He's an honest player. He can skate. He's strong. He's good on face-offs. He got a good shot. So, excuse me, he'll get a bigger opportunity this year to even expand upon that role.
All right, and you're looking at Ferris State being our first WCHA NCAA opponent. Do they have any kind of an advantage going in? They will have played, I think.
Well, they play Western Michigan this weekend. So, you know, they'll have the one game against the Canadian school, and then the two games. So, and we'll have two games this weekend. So, I don't think they'll have a big advantage. Not really. I mean, you know, this time of year. You know, we had played early. We played the first weekend. We had played league games and then, you know, had a week off, and then we went down to Ferris. So, no, I don't think so. I think it, you know, we just have to make sure we're ready. And that's what we're trying to get out of this weekend, is just to start now and learning how to prepare again to play and be ready to play games. Like, you know, I mentioned that to the freshmen. You have to find a way to get yourself ready. If Jake Lucchini, if you have to go stand over in the corner all day until game time, and then you play well, you got to do that. So everybody's different, and everybody's got to get back in that routine and find what they need to do to have success on that night or any given night.
All right, want to recap some of the new things happening at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Four games, the new Samsung 48-inch TVs placed in the suite level. Those televisions that were in the suite levels have now been moved down to the concourse. And what's great about that is that, you know, if you're getting something from the concession stand and, you know, you have the television there to watch so you don't miss anything anymore.
Well, exactly. It's just like going into a regular pro building right now. Yeah, you're standing there waiting for your hot dog or brat or whatever it might be, and you're not going to miss anything. So you can duck down there when maybe the lines aren't quite as long. So it's a great little touch and a great little addition to the rink.
And we didn't talk about the upgraded sound system in the West Concourse, too. Very important that you know, everybody's able to hear everything, and they've done a great job with that, with state-of-the-art JBL speakers installed under the suites in the west end of the arena. The concession stand, again, with new menu items, including pulled barbecue chicken sandwiches, Volmer's KBC brats, pizza, and several combo options. And highlight the list of additions. And don't forget, the student shuttle service is going to continue this year. Michigan Tech students will once again be offered a free shuttle ride to home hockey games. The shuttle will run every 20 minutes for 1 hour prior to the start of the games. And stops include the Wadsworth Hall, main parking lot, behind Douglas Houghton Hall, and drop off the student entrance at the SDC. Times are based on weather and traffic, of course.
Well, exactly. And obviously this weekend, students, it's our annual T-shirt giveaway for first game. So the first 1,000 students, I believe, will get a free T-shirt. And it's a nice T-shirt, and I appreciate Joe Dancy for sponsoring them again this year. Joe's been a big supporter of Michigan Tech Athletics. So I appreciate Joe stepping forward at the LSGI Fund. And they're sharp-looking T-shirts, so it's our original one that we did. We're going back with that, where they have the Huskies hockey on front and then the schedule on
very
the back.
Nice.
So they're sharp. I still see them some around that initial one around campus, the kids wearing them. So, but there's lots going on this weekend, obviously. It's a great great opening to the weekend Friday night, obviously, with the Lamplighters Lounge. We're going to be there at 5 o'clock, and we'll have some of our players come up and talk a little bit before the game. All our coaching staff, each one of our coaches, will spend a few minutes with you, Dirk, and answering questions and talking. So we're excited to get going. It's that time of year now, and we finally get to play somebody else, and I know our team's really looking forward to it. And we'll have a good week of practice, and we'll be ready to go on Friday night.
If you could talk a little bit about the captains, Coach, so sure. far. I know the season officially hasn't started, but how are the captains' roles working out so far?
They're doing a fantastic job. I try to meet with our captains once a week just to get the pulse of the team. Is there anybody we need to talk to? What's going on? But obviously Alex Batan and Cliff Watson are co-captains, and they've been through it before, and it's nice to have one who sort of is a forward and one is a defenseman, and then obviously Mike Neville and Shane Hanna have been added to that leadership group. So we've got outstanding leadership. There's good lines of communication between us and those players. They represent our program in the way you would want them to. We've got a great leadership group. Now, it doesn't always guarantee a success on the ice, but that's a good place to start. I mean, you need a strong leadership group that is all on the same page with our staff, and they are, and I expect them to be great leaders and really lead our team this year to great things.
Another question trickling in, Coach, talking about the goaltenders. And are any one of the goaltenders more vocal than the other ones, or are they pretty pretty quiet guys?
You know, whoever asked that question must know our goalies, because they're all about the same. They're all fairly quiet. Now, that's around me and the coaching staff. When I see it, they're fairly quiet. They don't say a whole lot. They just go about their business. Like when you walk in or through the locker room, you know, you can tell who the talkers are. There's always chirping, and like Malcolm Gould or Max Vallis. I mean, those guys are always going, you know, there's always something going on with them. So, but you know, when the goalies are fairly quiet, you know, I don't know what it is, but never had a goalie that's really been really outgoing. Maybe as in Michigan, at Marty Turco, he just seemed to be the straw that stirred the drink, so so to speak. But him and Billy McCault were teammates, and that's anyway.
By the way, Billy, 3-0 now.
Congratulations to Billy. He's doing great, off to a great start. Was just on the road this weekend and won another pair. So he's got a real nice team, but more importantly, he's doing a good job. You know, he's a good coach, and there's a reason we had him up here and we had success, and he's going to do great wherever he is. And happy to say he's implemented a lot of our systems there and he's tweaked things a little bit, but it's good. It's good for Billy. He's out on his own, and he's going to do a fantastic job. We just got to get that pipeline going.
Yeah, I was
going
to ask you about that. So, how do you create that now? I mean,
You know, he's got to do what he got to do. You know, it'll all work out. So we got to like the players first and foremost, and then they got to like Michigan Tech. So, but recruiting's off and running. You know, we've been all over the place, and actually, this is my first weekend that I wasn't out on the road recruiting, so it was nice. But Gary was out, and you know, Joe just got back too. So it's we've been busy, and we actually have a young man in town today. So it's been nonstop. So that's the part about our job is recruiting's all the time. So we're always bringing kids in, and then we're trying to play our games and do a little bit of everything too. So it's exciting time, busy time.
Any other news on former players, Coach? We did talk about it quite a bit last week. A lot of them getting their opportunity with the big teams, and then, you know, getting, as expected in some cases, sent down.
But yeah, no, they're doing good. You know, Tanner and Blake Pietola, two players last year, obviously, got in a couple exhibition games each, and I thought did fairly well and looked good, but they're going to spend some time in the minor leagues. And most guys do. Most guys have to play a little bit down there, but I think it was important that they got in some games, looked well. You know, Phoenix Copley was still up with St. Louis. He was one of three goalies still there, and he's done a nice job. But I know they got to get down to their 23-man roster, I believe, at the end of this week before the season started. So, but, no, they're all doing well, and they'll do well. But one last thing before I go. It's my mother-in-law's birthday yesterday, so I know she's an avid listener down in Atlanta, Georgia. So,
awesome.
Donna, happy birthday.
Very good, Coach. We appreciate your time. Have fun this week getting the team ready for the big weekend, and the season's finally started.
Well, it is, and encourage everybody to come out and check the Lamplighters Lounge out on Friday. There'll be lots going on, obviously, with the free giveaways and the raffles and the chili and whatnot. Should be a fun festive weekend with homecoming. There's lots going on, so come on out and support your hockey Huskies.
All right, and Huskies night out tonight at 6 o'clock. That's it for the Mel Pearson Show.